Oh, I love the Rolling Stones, man. Saw them earlier this year in Chicago. They just wrap it up the tour, I believe. The Rolling Stones and Honky Tonk Woman. Mick Taylor appearing on Honky Tonk Woman. Number one of this day back in 1969, the group's fifth number one song. It's a good one. And, of course, you hear the slowed version, the original version, Country Honk, on Let It Bleed. That was the original. And then they said, let's make it a little more rocky. Let's make it rockier. Let's have Mick Taylor play overdub. That's how you get Honky Tonk Women. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for joining us on this Friday. We're into hour number three. We're joined on the phone lines now by Emily Taylor, gun rights attorney based in Texas, also teaches a class called Run, Hide, Fight. She's got a piece, Demand Up for Active Shooter Training After El Paso and Dayton Attacks. Emily, thanks for joining us here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us first a little about that class, the training you do, Run, Hide, Fight. What is that like, active shooter training?
Sure. Well, it's just getting people to think ahead of time about what their responses should be, and that's the order of response. And, you know, it's a difficult thing because, of course, we can't tell you, all right, you're going to be in target and the shooter is going to come in through this entrance, and then here's the entrance you should exit from. But it's really training your brain to think, okay, when I hear boom, boom, I'm not going to turn to my neighbor or my husband and say, what was that? Did you hear that? Was that a car? I'm going to assume it's gunshots. I'm going to drop everything I have. I'm going to run. I already know where the exits are because running away and running away quickly is your best chance to survive one of these incidents.
How much of this is preparation as you kind of lay out there? You know where the exits are. You know what you do. I mean, people would say it's a terrible sign of the times that you even have to do this. But, you know, it's just smart. It's just smart to have plans, right?
It is, and it's all preparation. You know, you can sit down and think about, okay, this is where, you know, this is what my office building looks like. You know, I can just tell you from my own personal experience. I know I'm on the first floor of my building. I've got a doorstop now in case an active shooter comes in, and I know I'm going to put that doorstop in so they can't open my door. I know that I'm going to break out my window, and I'm going to escape that way. And that's something that, had I not thought it through ahead of time, I wouldn't be prepared. And when you're in that situation where your adrenaline is pumping and, you know, you have the potential of freezing in place, because we don't just have fight or flight responses. There's a third option there, and that's freeze. And you want to make sure that that's not the thing that you do. So it's really all about preparation, all about training your brain about your potential options and thinking through ahead of time what you're going to do, because in the moment, your brain is not going to work.
Emily Taylor with us, gun rights attorney based in Texas, teaching a class called Run, Hide, Fight, Survive an Active Shooter. I want to ask this, too. I've heard both arguments, certainly, about what happens in schools these days and how aggressive and how real life some of these active shooter drills are for children. I mean, literally for 6, 7, 8 year olds. Do you think it's too much that you know the chances of something happening are so slim? How realistic do you have to get it? Or are you on the other side, perhaps saying, look, as close as we can replicate this, as much as students, as children can know about what to do in these situations is best?
You know, it's really difficult in the schools, and I do think that the drills should happen, but that's really just one step of many. Think about fire prevention in schools. Mm-hmm. We didn't just implement fire drills and say, well, that's enough. We implemented fire drills. We made sure there were fire extinguishers in every room. We, you know, used fire retardant materials. We designed exits in a way that's going to help people escape in a fire. So we've got layer upon layer upon layer of protection. And that's really how the active shooter preparation for schools should work. You know, the drills are great. We also need to be able to create more exits if necessary. We also need to have doors that are more easily barricaded. There are lots of things a school can do. Just installing, you know, there are great little metal objects you can install next to doors. They are very unobtrusive. Mm-hmm. But when you have to lock down a door, it's easy to do. I know that this is very controversial and people don't agree with me, but training and arming teachers in the school, not every teacher is going to be comfortable with that, but those who are, is also one of those layers of protection that could be very helpful. So there are many, many answers, and drills are just a small part of that.
Emily Taylor, you mentioned that the interest is up. I mean, we have had incidents in recent years. Do you see an increase after all these incidents, and is more recently than perhaps in just years past? Is the increase getting larger each time?
Yes, because, unfortunately, we look at the news and we see what's happening, and it's no longer something that you can write off and say, oh, well, that, doesn't happen in my state or in my city. It is something that could happen anywhere, could happen, at your job site, could happen just completely randomly when you're getting groceries at Walmart. So we have seen a huge uptick in interest.
All right, Emily Taylor, gun rights attorney based in Texas, and that class she teaches, Run, Hide, Fight, Survive an Active Shooter. Emily, thank you so much for joining us here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you.
This portion of The Steve Gruber Show brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you're ready to lose weight and feel great, then it's time to do it. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost, your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, 616-426-3910, 616-426-3910. It's The Steve Gruber Show.